Alors, tu te présentes pas déjà, tu connais bien.
Non,
Quoi?
je
Bob Camp Maker. Bob Moore usually
Yeah, he's
comes
not
in.
a monk.
Oh, he's
No.
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 He
Oh,
just
as
comes
a
in and
special
out.
from one spot. No,
So let's call the meeting to order, and it is 9:30 exactly. Approval of minutes from April. Everybody had them sent. Can we approve the minutes for April? I didn't see any changes. It was pretty basic.
make a motion to approve the minutes of the April meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Raise
Aye.
your hands. We're all in favor. Okay. We're here now. The third thing on the agenda is the Memorial Day parade review. So we can start that with a little rainy, little less people than normal, but it came off well. So everything went through. Anybody else have any comments that were there? Linda, Paul were there. Gary.
Definitely lack of people because of the weather.
I was surprised.
But still, there was a lot of people there.
Pam forgot to mention it. So, as you know, so maybe next year we can put that in here.
Sorry.
Okay.
And give some heads up on it because we, I think we only had a couple of flags turned in.
No, we have, I have 45.
You know, okay, but I'm saying they gave that to you before the parade because they didn't give them to me. I only
no, that he drove up, I believe, which I was going to talk about it, but flag. I think most of the flags were the town flags.
Okay, gotcha.
And the town flags because I got a huge recycling bin
okay.
filled with flags
okay.
from one of the employees. So
okay.
I'm sure it was mostly that. We probably only got maybe 10 flags from other people.
Yeah.
Like three or four that were dropped off at the town hall, then a couple that day, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know.
So maybe we can, I don't know, maybe when we do the parade again, maybe we can help let people know in advance about the flags.
There was, it went out on the Bolton
okay.
newsletter, and it went out on Facebook, the
okay.
town of Bolton.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it went out twice, supposedly, with
okay.
the newsletter.
Okay.
And then, and that goes to 1,000 homes, so.
Okay.
But, go ahead, Paul.
Did we ever discuss coordinating with the Boy Scouts on their can drive at the old Catholic church up here near the library?
No.
And have a flag formation there. You know, bring your little flag. When you bring your cans, bring a flag too. If you've got flags, you know, it's just an idea I had.
Okay.
Hopefully someday we're going to get a receptacle for it.
Yeah.
That we can put somewhere and then let people know. This is where you bring the flag.
Bring them now, because they get them up here
yeah,
too. So that's still been a work in progress.
Yeah.
Yes, John.
I did talk again to the Boy Scouts to try to find an Eagle Scout that we could, Historical Society could sponsor to do that again, to create a mailbox flag receptacle and nothing.
Yeah. I've been talking regularly to Chris Duffy and the Boy Scout that was going to do that is out right now. So there's not really anybody else who has taken that on. They are going to do, I might as well do it right now, a ceremony for the flags this Saturday, and Chris is supposed to come and pick up at least one box of the flags from my house to take them to the Boy Scout camp out. So I had emailed him as soon as we got the flags, and he emailed me back that he discussed it and they're going this weekend. So he's supposed to pick them up on Friday. So that'll at least get one box going. You may take both of them. There's probably 40 flags to do. I don't know how difficult that is when they have that there. And does everybody know John?
Yeah,
because
I met John.
Everybody knows John.
I think everybody knows him. He's on agenda 5. I don't know if there's anything else on the parade.
I thought it went well, especially for the weather.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah,
we got a little wet. That's all right, right? Shoes took 3 days to dry. That's all right. Thank God Barry gave us the ride back.
I know. That was nice.
I would have been drenched.
And thank God you gave me an umbrella.
Four is the tax relief update. And I don't know.
Bobby hasn't contacted me yet, so we haven't been able to get together yet. So. He's working with the assessor on the veterans tax relief, trying to increase the amount of money that they take off your assessed value of your house. From it's been $4,500 for 30 or 40 years. So, and with the latest mill rate decrease, anybody that gets it is going to get a decrease in that. It's below the mill rate, below your relief.
No, sir.
Should be free for it.
Huh?
Should be free for it. They shot at us.
Yeah. So the goal is to increase it to $10,000. But I don't know what the holdup is now. I haven't been able to talk to him. When I talked to Bobby at the parade, I forgot all about it.
So what was it before? Five?
It's $4,500 right now. But it's not, it's still being worked on. It's I'm not sure what the holdup is.
I think I saw something in the bulletin board.
What?
I thought I saw something in the bulletin about that.
You might have.
There's a new one. There's another new one that the state just passed. For disabled veterans. There's something new. I don't know
what. That's what I saw.
Categories, but it was in the bulletin board.
That's
they're going to try and get, if there's disabled vets in the community, to go in and find out if they're eligible for an increased exemption.
That's in the Bolton Bulletin?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
Okay. I'll
I think the Board of Selectmen were going to talk.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Because I'm a disabled vet.
I think we've got a Board of Selected agenda.
We're disabled vets.
You should look at
the
rundown.
Okay.
To some extent.
Yeah. Well, if you got a disability rating, I think you're considered.
Yeah, they have to do.
Yeah.
This, even if it's a little.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yeah,
right.
Especially now.
Right. We're now on number 5, monument on the green report. You got something else?
Just on, I did just see the new state law grants property tax exemptions to veterans.
Okay.
And a preliminary report by Bowen's assessor shows possible exemptions on the 2024 grand list covering $2.4 million. Is that what you said? $2.4 million?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Where is that? Where did you read that from?
This is from Glenn.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check that out too. And find out if we need to get
them. We'll take all we can get.
Make sure that.
Yep.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't the bulletin. I think it was that email that I just got.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I'm thinking because I didn't see it.
Yeah, let us know it because we'll take all we can get right before they put us in immigration.
You want to talk about the monument?
Yep.
The Bolton Selectmen Facilities and Public Safety Committee had a meeting on May 21st that I was invited to talk about the monument honoring. War of 1812 and the American Civil War. We talked about the options the granite monument and then the cast black type monument. John Ustra, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Utramovich, who's a building and ground supervisor. I guess he's a foreman now too. He did everything now. I suggested that it be put on the backside, facing out to across to where tunnels are. And to make it, keep this thing symmetrical, whatever we're going to do. And we talked about the granite mining, we talked about the cast black. And the end result of all that conversation was that they I don't think we got any formal from them, but they were going to recommend it, that it's up to us to make it, make a suggestion as to what we want to do over there. John was at that meeting also, and John, why don't you talk about what you, your ideas were, and what our thoughts.
What I think we might like to do, and I know it costs money, but I know the Historical Society would be willing to help raise money. There's a whole list of Bolton residents who went in.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
You know, for the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, the Civil War, and the War on the Spanish American War.
Right.
There are lists of who they are. And I think, and you know, there are people in town who still have that. Some of those soldiers from even 250 years ago, there are still descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be nice to them to be able to have their relatives on the monument, on the backside. Names cost money to chisel into granite.
Yeah.
Nearly, about 20 years ago that I got the estimate for that monument. And it was 17 and change. I don't remember the exact dollar amount. But also, that's for the stone, too.
Yeah. No, I realize.
The stone and the foundation and the, you know,
yeah.
Clearing.
Lots of
clearing
stone.
Yeah. Stone was. We were lucky to get the granite from Vermont instead of China.
And the suggestion you have is place it on the back of the one.
Place it on the back of
the back of the existing monument.
Right. So, names on the back.
So you wouldn't.
So no new monument.
Well, yeah, but the cost in some listing names is the cost of listing names.
It's a cost.
That's what it costs.
Yeah.
So
the names that we had on the, that are on the monument now were taken from the plaque at the entrance to the Fulton Senior Center.
Okay.
That they did probably at the turn of the century, maybe before. So I took those names, and we did request names of anybody else, that, and we did the best we could and added some, and had to add more at the very end.
I talked about the big plaque at Frank Delaney.
The big plaque to Frank Delaney.
I did that.
Oh,
with
Frank. Oh, with yours.
Yeah.
Oh, it was your company. Yeah.
My business.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Frank did all the research.
Right, yeah. So I just, since he did all that research, I just, those names are, I put over there. But, and what we did, and we asked, when we did it, to get additional names, we asked, you know, did anybody live in town when you went into the service? Is it on your DD-214? And were you honorably discharged? We never asked for the DD-214s from anyone. I know other towns have done that when they've created monuments and talking to different town clerks in the state. They wanted to see if DD-214, that person really was honorably discharged and they really did live in the town when they went into service. I didn't want to do that. I trust that, you know, if somebody says that they're honorably discharged, I just have a feeling I'm going to believe them. You know, but other places don't automatically do that.
Okay.
But where would you like to know?
I think we need to know the next steps.
The other thing that we mentioned at that meeting was there's a fund called the Founders Day Fund that evidently has quite a bit of money in it that was raised. The 300th celebration.
Oh, that's good.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
And that, according to Pam, that money can be used for a monument if it's part of a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back to you putting a new monument is a celebration. So that possibility is there to do that. We're going to make a recommendation, I think. And after that, it's pretty up to them to figure out what they want to do. Yeah. And I think they're willing to listen to our recommendation, but they never really talked about at the meeting, other than letting us know that money was in their father's fund, about how they would raise it. But, you know, that's, I can tell you what I would suggest we do now is to put a granite monument like the one that we showed you months ago, just for the list of the wars on it, and get that up, and then pursue putting the names on the back of the other thing, because that's going to be the bigger cost. The monument itself is going to be between $5,000 and $7,000. Putting the names on, it's a lot of work to do that.
How many names do you think?
I've contacted the state library and they haven't gotten back to me.
See, that's,
I know there's got to be a list. I should, you know, as a son of the Union Veterans of the Civil War and son of the American Revolution, I've got friends in both groups. And I know a couple of those groups did, not that far back, have resources, meaning money, to put new monuments up. And there were certain criteria. I don't know if it had to be in public space or if it had to be on a location or battle or a campsite or whatever. I can't remember that specific type of detail, what they wanted it to be. But there should still be some money from those groups. The Society of Cincinnati, which are the officers of the revolution. That should be, there should be, I can find out if there's money, more money for that.
Okay. Tell me about
thank you. I wanted to say something pertaining to what you said, Mr. Fumi. With the DB-214, if we ever get a chance to put like our names or whoever served in the military on any of the monuments and stuff, we have to be really probably. We probably have to really kind of think about this DB-214 because a lot of people did serve, but they got dishonorable discharge for whatever reason.
Right.
And some of it was drunk or I'm gay, you know.
Sure.
So they revised that.
Right.
So people can people can say, okay, I want my dishonorable discharge changed because you kicked me out because I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you kicked me out because I got into a brawl. Yeah. I was 18,
So
so technically they wouldn't be considered dishonorable discharge anymore.
Right.
So when we do our names, that maybe that's something that
this
we have.
Well, if we're gonna be putting in names for all these wars 125 years or more old, we're not going to get DD-214.
Okay, right.
It's part of the record.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the newer
people. Yeah, right. The newer people. The one thing that I recall that, you know, my favorite United States Marine, Frank Delaney, one of the other things he said was, and one of the things that the town clerks had told me too, was in order to be on a town's monument, you have to have gone in from that town.
Okay.
And if you lived in Hartford, you should be in Hartford's monument.
Right.
If
Hartford has one.
I know there are some.
Okay.
I don't know about how modern they are, but there are monuments.
Okay.
Or if they, you know, if they live in East Granby, they belong on the East Granby monument. There's a lot of people call me and say, oh, I served over in Vietnam. Oh, where did you live when you went in? Town, South Windsor. Talk to them. So we had to,
couldn't do it.
Friend of mine, I talked to you, said you were here when you went in. That was it simple.
Okay.
That is the one thing that bothers me about putting names, I guess, is that we could miss someone and then it's an issue. Like,
it could always happen.
It really happened just during the Vietnam War for some reason. The records weren't quite kept centrally, it seems.
But it was also,
before that, it wasn't. It was
also in the, I think it was in the early 70s. There was a huge fire.
Fire, yeah.
In St. Louis. Yeah. And they kept all the records.
Yeah, the Navy records.
Huge fire. So some of the records were permanently lost.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to take duplicate them. Stuff like that has gone on. Okay. I mean, we probably didn't have the duplicate. They probably just said, you can go home now.
Yeah.
Military records. Pretty complete. They probably didn't get the true Union 214 because it wasn't a Department of Defense at the time, anyway.
Yeah.
Department of War. And I have my great grandfather's Civil War records, and it's kind of complete.
Wow, really?
Cool. Yeah, and the Revolutionary War, however many generations your grandfather that is, there's good information on it. They've always kept good records.
I have.
Except for that fire.
Yeah, I have my fourth great granddad. I have his information. A couple of them, they served in the Civil War. And I got it from Ancestry because I have a membership on there and I do research on my genealogy. So, write those records.
I got mine.
A lot of people served in the Civil War. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
It's a more deadly war.
But it's difficult finding. African Americans or black men that served in that records on that. A lot of people did serve in there, but you rarely find African or black men records. So that's the difference in that, you know. Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty cool when you see it because it's a rarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, they were all segregated back then.
Yeah.
You know, even during World War II, there's a lot of them served in their own units. So that's, I guess what we need to do is decide if you want to just do what I suggested or if you want to pursue the whole thing all at once and give it to them.
Were you given a time deadline?
No, we're not.
I'm thinking this might be a good thing to try to accomplish by the American semi-quincentennial, July 4th of 2026. And that's not a lot of time.
Oh,
well, you could definitely get this done. You could get this done by
The
monument. Yeah.
I would think that
would be a good thing just to etch into the very center, the wide side of the monument. And then we could put other names.
What? Why don't you combine that with the one that you're.
We could recommend that. But this is the first thing you want to do is this.
That looks nice.
And either do it as a separate monument, or if you can, etch it into the back of the Vietnam.
Yeah. What do you think? We might want to add the Spanish American War.
Why did that not come up?
I don't.
I know
there's somebody in the cemetery with them.
Spanish in there.
I'll have to look at that.
At least one.
Yeah.
What year would that be?
1898. I don't think it went beyond 1898.
I think I sent you got emails on that, all those wars. I sent it to Kathy. I know for sure.
Could be 1997, 1998, 1999. I think it was very short.
I'll look into
this. Wars is similar
kind of with that. It was kind of planet-wide in a way.
Yeah. I think it was discussed here before, but I don't know.
What?
The Spanish American.
Because people from town.
I don't remember who brought it up.
Yeah, 1898.
Give or take a year. Oh. I know at least 1898.
Okay, so the recommendation, tell me if I'm wrong, is to do the granite monument first, phase one.
Yeah, we'll call it phase one, is to get the granite monument, get this part of it done, either as a separate monument. Or, if possible, engrave it in the back of the existing monument that's there now.
The engraving part might be the same amount of money.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not, you know, it could be more expensive to do it this way as opposed to doing it this way.
Yeah, but they have machines that do it now, John. I don't think they do it by hand anymore. They don't do it by hand.
I know they, when we added you and Bill Williams, Mr. Williamson, that was done by hand.
They did it by hand.
Wasn't there a suggestion of putting a plaque on a big boulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with that is that's we're doing a cast plaque, and so it's expensive. The only problem with that is it's not going to match anything. There's two of those plaques there now.
Yeah.
They're very old.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
And they look
there.
Very old. And it'd been the one that we would do would look very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It'll last for a long time, but it's not going to match and it's going to look like it's out of place in there because there's so many. I mean, my business, I did a lot of those cast plaques all over Connecticut. We did a lot of, but they're usually set aside in a separate park somewhere on a stone and everything like that. So,
but they lasted a long time.
They'll last a long time, but the granite will last.
Granite will last longer.
Yeah, well, granite
and here's part. The reason why that did not get brass or bronze on that monument. I originally designed the Vietnam monument that was much smaller, and we had to redesign it because we weren't receiving any money. It was like fighting the Vietnam War all over again, domestically. And what Ray Boyd said, why don't we do World War II, Korea, Vietnam? And it was just the very beginnings of Iraq and Afghanistan. Why don't we put that on there? That was the best thing he ever said to me, was do that, because all of a sudden we'd be raised $17,000 to put that on. And we were originally thinking of doing brass, bronze, whatever that is. And at the time, there were so many thefts all over the country, and people stealing a first grade medal.
It still goes on. That's the other problem with the bronze plaque.
Yeah.
They get stolen. You have to mount them different. These ones that are mounted over, you have to mount them differently than that.
Mm.
You actually have to work the stone so that it's recessed into the stone.
Mm.
Which is another expense,
yeah.
You know, and if you're digging up an old boulder, you start doing that, you can crush it. The boulder could fall apart.
Yeah.
So that's one of the problems. I always recommend to people when they want a bronze plaque, have it inside the building.
Yeah.
Don't put it outside.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah, but when I started redesigning it, I asked by Sobel for help. Like, her son actually came up with most of what you see on the monument, the stripes and the stars on each side, and it goes up at a 45-degree angle of the salute. And Donnie Sobel worked for a company that did bronze material, and we all, and even Mr. Delaney said, it's something that gets stolen. We don't need to have that happened.
God.
And yeah. I made it big enough so that should it be hit by a car, it might not suffer too much damage. Mm-hmm. We did have somebody miss a deer one early morning, the chief told me. Missed a deer coming up the hill, and he drove right into the 70s that they're playing. And they just
somebody cracked the rock in the bottom.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. What if we could put a fence or some type of posting to protect the monument? I don't know how often someone drives up there, but.
Was it a telephone tree? A telephone tree.
A tree, yeah.
But that's only from one direction.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I didn't discuss is the top of this one, the guy that did this thing, just put that symbol in there.
What is that?
It's like the patriotic symbol. I would like to prefer to have the American flag on it. But again, you have the American flag.
It's got the eagle and the shield. Yeah. How about maybe the federal shield would be good?
Put an American flag on it. You probably want that. One from that time period. Time period, John.
Well, that time period comes from 13 down to probably 45 to
different flags to work.
Let's just say it doesn't. I'm just guessing. I have no idea. I kept every time there was one or two in the United States, I had 1,000 flags.
Well, I can look in that federal seal. See what that looks like.
Okay, so we're going to make a recommendation. You want to make it?
I'll make a motion that we inform the Board of Selectmen that we want to have a granite monument for face, granite monument or engraved into the back of the book. Would you say anything like that monument? What's the heading of it?
Vaulting.
Oh, okay.
Veteran. Monument in honor of that. The monument is for those that passed away in honor roll for the rest of the answers.
So, in the back of that, in phase one, and somewhere down the road, we'll gather the names of people that served in these wars. We would like to probably have them engraved on the back of that same monument. So, this would sit in front of it or right on it. Everybody understand that motion?
I don't know if we should give a choice though.
Yeah.
Oh, like I have an issue with giving them two choices because then it's going to come back to us again. What do we really want?
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the monument myself.
I do too.
And then I think we should all try to figure out what we want and then present them with that. Because if we say this and that, it's going to go on for months.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
So we don't even mention the phase two with the names until this is in. And then we come back to them.
I wanted just to say that we want a granite monument with that put in the back where with the names of the wars like what you have. What does everybody else think? I just think saying that or adding it to the back of the monument that's out there, I think we need to make a decision, one or the other. What do you
think? I would say present it as one choice.
Right.
I think it would simplify things.
Yeah, that's why. Is anybody opposed or does anybody have strong feelings about putting it on the back of the monument or do we want a separate?
It would be cheaper.
That's the only. It would be cheaper.
Yeah, where would it be put naturally? Because there's a tree, there's a
tree. John said there's a space there for us.
There's a space in the back.
Right in the back.
That's where we were going to put the boulder. So there should be no reason. And then it would have a full circular piece. Because no one goes in the back.
It'll also be lit up at night, And then you're right, it's like the. I looked at the one in Manchester on Center Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a circular.
Yeah, that one looks really nice.
It's something that's a good idea to do to keep that. And people will get, once people get used to it, then it's there.
Yeah.
And there is other stuff back there. There's those two big boards.
Your board. One of them was the historic.
Yeah. There's stuff back there now. I think what John said, he probably centered between them two.
Yeah, there's a good size space.
So on the other side of the
facing Toomey's house.
Yep.
What if, like you said, it's going to be cheaper? So I think Gary, you were saying that it's going to be like $5,000. So if you get it engraved in the back of the other monument, what price are you talking about? Because if you're just saving $300, you may as well get it done like that. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. Is it going to be cheaper? Is it going to be a couple $1,000 cheaper? You know,
I don't know.
To engrave it.
I don't know.
I'm saying if you could
maybe
find out. And if we can get the money to raise. Could we raise $5,000 for that?
Yeah, but they were talking about getting the money from the founders.
Okay.
things. I think we should present what we think is the best and not worry about the money right now.
Okay.
There were no questions about the money.
Okay, well then, I vote on doing it that way then.
The like, monument, yeah. Like what like, he has
yeah,
first.
Like the, yeah, because if there's no question about the money, if they're going to give us the money, do it that way, and it'll be done.
So let's vote on that first. We'll vote on the separate phase two then, separately.
Okay.
So
basically, you're going to put a monument over there.
Yeah.
Like when you wanted me to find out what a price of that monument to put at this other cemetery, which was already there.
Right.
So basically that covers, even though you don't have the names, it covers everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we should do.
Yeah.
And so then they cover all the wars.
The name, and then, yeah, the names, and you're going back hundreds of years.
Yeah.
That'd be astronomical.
Well, that's what John's, he said the records are there.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not there.
Yeah, we can. That's something that we can leave that as a legacy for the next Veterans Commission. If they want to go.
We can get all the names.
They're already there.
We just have to.
Or we can gather all the names and maybe even do a book with all the names in it. Instead of trying to put them on a monument.
But right now, we'll make a motion to do this.
Yeah, because most of the people obviously are long gone.
All of them.
And even if they have relatives, they may or may not be in Connecticut.
Some of us are.
If they are.
I'm not saying
they'll appreciate that. So
yeah. But that's this is something.
All of it's going to be.
Maybe I thought one of these was that or something. Because it's a. Well, I've got that here.
Okay. Barry, I have a question. Does that cover the Civil War and the Spanish War too?
Yeah.
Well, it covers the Spanish American War, was not mentioned on this. We're going to add it.
Okay.
We'll add that.
Oh, but it covers the Civil War?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll cover everything for the Revolutionary. What time period was Spanish American War? After the Civil War?
1898.
Okay, so that would be the bottom of it.
Yeah. What are the years that you have there?
I can get the right dates anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's why I got these dates.
I have it.
These are easy to find. It's funny because I just read something about the Spanish American War.
Those are the right dates.
No, I don't remember what I read now. What's the Spanish American War? I read something about it recently.
Yeah.
But it's still in the end of my mind. What's on here?
People in the Philippines. Yeah. You know,
okay.
So that's it. That's the motion. Right?
So we're making the motion that we're going to put a granite monument, have the four wars on it, on the back where John thought it should go.
Yep. Yeah.
And now we're going to vote. Oh, I need a first and a second.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay.
So I'll do the research on the Spanish American thing, and I'll redo this and send a letter to the Board of Selectmen saying this is what the Veterans Commission is recommending you do.
I think it's a good idea to put the flag on there too. I think that'll look nice.
It's kind of an eagle and
the shield.
The shield on there, right? I don't know what the federal seal looks like now.
I don't think you should put the flag because the flag was different.
The flag
would be different.
That's what we just.
So you're going to put four.
The flag would have to be different.
Oh, okay.
Because every time you had a state, the flag.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so I don't think that somebody will say, "Oh, you put it on."
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess my thought is, it's an American flag. It doesn't matter.
Bird. I mean, they were in an American war. It's an all Iranian bird. You don't need.
Like this thing here.
No, I just
look. Can I see that?
I guess my thought is with the flag, it's the U.S.
Yeah.
It's an American flag. A flag. It's our flag. So
there's all different flags.
I understand history. I understand the wars.
Yeah, I understand that you understand.
I'm not stupid.
I never said you were.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, don't treat me that way. I love history.
I could find out.
Could you find out?
Yeah. So, This is a federal seal that John's going to send around. You look at that and see if you want to put that on there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You've seen this?
Yeah, okay. Yes, but I'm going to see that. Okay.
Let's see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, can I?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nice. That's then we won't have anybody saying we didn't do the right thing.
All right, so we'll
we should have put
four. Put that in a motion that we use them. Yeah.
Cost more for a greater, right?
We'll use a federal shield at the top.
That's good for everybody?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
Okay. It won't be colored like that.
It won't be color. It won't be a color.
You can paint it. Well, you can. You can color it.
We can color it. We can.
Then you have to paint it every 5 years, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, John, job to be the youngest.
Okay, we're done with that. We're going to leave phase two. I'll just put it in the minutes.
Put it in this and tell, you know, whatever happens. They can look forward to
Now we're on number six. Barry may have something to add about this to the September celebration for the bench dedication from Michael Clark.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, so everybody put it on their calendar, September 20th, and I believe it was 4 p.m. that Pam said.
September 20th.
So we're going to have to somehow get together and decide with Pam what's going to happen, because there should be a little ceremony, a welcome, maybe a prayer, whatever the family wants.
I'd ask Pam to contact the family to see what they wanted. And I haven't had any conversation with Pam about that since I asked her. But at the parade, the first selectman mentioned this in his speech. This, I think it was the first selectman.
Yeah, it was.
And so they're aware of it. I still don't think they have it formal yet. So,
I'm going to email her too, because I already texted her about we really need to figure out what we're going to do, because there was discussion. Could we have some thing here in the town hall just to let people in, have coffee and
water
or something, and a couple little things?
Well, we can take care of that. I mean, we don't have to have a motion about that, because the selectmen will have to okay it anyway.
Yeah.
To open the town.
What time on the 20th?
They said 4 o'clock, so that people could go.
The people that they're gearing it to are the people that work with the
church.
Yeah, the other thing, John.
And this is also, it's a week of, what's the name of it?
It's a med tech week, which he worked in the operating rooms and was a medic in the service. So he worked at both Hartford and Connecticut Children. So it's that week for the med tech. So Rachel, his wife, kind of thought that would be a nice thing to have to dedicate the bench and do it that week. All right. So I'm going to email Pam.
I'll call her.
And Barry's going to bug her, because sometimes we don't hear, right?
Busy.
You're gonna ask her about having a little ceremony inside the building.
I think just little refreshments. Yeah. I think we should do something.
Oh, okay.
If everybody brought one thing, even from the committee, if they decide or whatever, if the selectmen can do something. I don't think it could be more than 20 or 30 people here, would you? Who knows? Right? But it would have to be the same thing like the parade. Like, John will have to set something up, I think, the podium and this.
That's why it's going to involve the
story. Yeah.
They're going to, you know, we can age it. What we're going to do. We need to know what we're going to do before we can.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get back to us on that. You guys will get back to us on that.
Yeah, hopefully before our September meeting, and then we'll have 2 weeks to rush around.
I was going to say, we're not going to have, so we'll know what we're doing.
The flag box, update is number 7, and we still don't have any. We already discussed this. John tried. I've tried. There's some glitch. Paul tried getting even a mailbox that we could repaint, which would have been great.
Yeah.
So we're kind of
still an open on that.
Yeah,
question person.
But if Chris picks up the flag, I'll talk to him about that. Okay. He's supposed to come tomorrow.
He's hard to get a hold of.
Well, all these people work full time. They have kids. They're all involved. They're taking, everybody they're busy people. Yeah. So it is.
He
emailed me right back about having the ceremony.
Okay.
When I emailed him right after Memorial Day. So.
So is that flag that you were talking about, is that history?
The what's on
the flag box at the post office.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, it's gone. We can't get one.
The postmaster down there did some research and he had to go to a higher authority to get permission, and he couldn't do it. He explained everything.
Yeah.
And no, they didn't want to do it. Above.
I wonder what they do with those boxes. Probably just recycle them.
It's a shame.
Yeah, right? I know, because they would be cool to have.
And they're already blue and stuff.
Yeah,
they could have painted
exactly
right over
it. Can I show you the picture I took of the one that gave me the idea to do this as a scout project? It's in the back door of the Beacon VFW, right on Main Street, Beacon, New York. It's just right there in the back.
Was it metal or what?
It's a real mailbox that got slightly repainted.
Yeah, that's why Paul tried.
Red, white, and blue.
Then we could have a painting party.
You do have a picture? I like to see what it looks like.
This may take time.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah.
You're like me.
But I've got it.
I also sent the Boy Scouts the pictures that I pulled out of magazines where the towns already have them in their town halls that are wooden boxes painted like flags and signs, all different kinds. Mm. Like, it's not a huge project to make a wood one. But it's a perfect project for the Boy Scouts.
That's why it's been a couple of years since I brought that.
Well, this has been a year too of me.
Oh, yeah.
Every other month.
Yeah.
So if we had the metal one, you could put it outside.
But see, then people had issues with putting it outside. That trash would get thrown in it. Somebody would throw a lot of junk in it. So I get that too. It's like
should be inside either here or the library, something that's open for your regular hours, even the senior center.
Some places,
one of those three places where the fire would be great to have.
Not a good spot.
But they would be the perfect people to do the burning ceremony.
What towns do, I think, is they usually take them into the
American Legion.
Oh, do they? In Manchester, and they have a big ceremony.
Yeah,
I think the VFW is now in the Army Navy Club in Manchester. They're working out of the Army Navy Club.
They actually, I called them. They said anytime we had flags, but I didn't like this idea, we could just drop them off the Army Navy Club either when they're open, which is not all that much either, because I just looked up the hours in case I had to bring a box there, and it's 5 to 10 on days. And the only early days they're there are Sunday, I think, 11 to 7 or something like that.
Maybe when they have something going on.
Yeah, or if they had something going on. Yeah. If you could match it up. But they said you could leave them on their back step, which I didn't feel comfortable about that.
No.
Doing that. That's not okay with my book.
No. Excuse me. Just in case anybody wants to know, the Spanish-American War was from April 12th to December 10th of 1898. 7 months, 2 weeks, and 6 days.
Pretty fast.
People of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines, which is why we ended up with all of them at one time.
That's
get it on there.
Now we're on. We're done with that. Anybody have anything else? Okay.
We are.
Any educational update, Linda, with those gentlemen?
I don't know if you recall, Don and Ron, they told me give them some dates or whatever months and dates, and then they'll coordinate their schedule together so they can do their, I guess they're buddies and they know each other, they can do their presentation together. So I just need the month, what month we want to do. And I think when we talked before, you guys were saying, I guess you were saying October, November, December, I guess because we're going to be closed July and whatever.
We have to know.
So I need a month.
And no, we told you ask them for September and October, the last
okay
meeting.
Oh, so September, October?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would send them that. So then if they get a couple to pick, if they have to go in November, that's fine too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So those would be good.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I wrote September, October, but I wasn't sure because, you know, we did that video. I was on the phone doing the video. You were on the phone and I didn't know. So September.
Yeah. So okay. Tell them those dates and we'll see. And if they ever say September, just let me know, and when I send out I can put it in the agenda if they're coming, and then these guys will all know.
Okay.
And then we want to tell the town too, because I think maybe Carrie would come.
Okay.
And maybe Liz here too, because she does stuff with veterans. So if anybody else wanted to come.
Okay. I'll give them a call. Yes, what's it, Thursday? I'll give them a call, I guess maybe today or tomorrow, and then I'll send them emails and then they'll get back.
Yeah, then they can let us know, and then we can send it. Because I have Liz's and Carrie's emails too.
Yeah, because they just need
so I can send them out.
Okay.
Then they're coming. So we're done with that.
Yeah.
And Linda will do that. And then meetings in July and August. Last year we had no meetings in July and August. So I guess I can make the motion to let us have a hiatus for July and August.
I'll second that. Yeah, I think I just say is that if something came up and we had to meet, we can always call an emergency meeting. It's just to get it published together. It was helpful. We had to. We shouldn't have to.
So now we have to vote. Is everybody in favor of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Any comments?
Oh.
Okay. Perfect. Now, don't forget, in November, we have the library display. We are supposed to be putting stuff in there for Veterans Day.
For November, right?
And so if anybody has things they would bring, the case is locked. If there's medals, insignias, whatever, Liz said it's pretty well controlled there, but I don't know if somebody wants to put their Purple Heart in there. I would like to see one myself.
It's locked.
Yeah,
always locked.
Yeah, it is always locked. But I don't want to ask them for a Purple Heart and then missing.
We can go probably if we know we have some Purple Heart.
Yeah,
people here. We can get those. What is it? The Army Navy store. The one I guess is that. They have a. They have the stickers and they have the little kind of fake Purple Hearts. We can do that and put whoever's name on it. Like his brother-in-law having the photo. We can put, you know what I'm saying? I think they cost a couple of dollars.
He may give us one to display in there, right? Maybe. You think your brother-in-law or no?
No, I'm saying if he doesn't, if he wants to, it would be nice. But if he doesn't, we can... I think it's the Army Navy. I can't remember the one on is it Berlin Turnpike or it's an Army surplus store. They have all that kind of stuff.
I'd rather see if we could find stuff from people that have things from the war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if he wants his brother will want to give us one of Purple Hearts.
Well, we can ask, and if he says okay, I could always pick it up and bring it to Liz and hand it to her, whatever. But there should be other things. People have stuff.
Okay.
I have technically, if my son would kill me if it's missing in action, I think I have his grandfather's medic kit that he took from his drawer when he died. Because I asked him if I should throw it out. And he had a fit, and he had some other gadget that my father-in-law had, and I forgot to bring it because I said, oh, I'll bring it to the guys on my committee. Maybe somebody knows what it is. And he goes, yeah, do it because I've been researching it. Maybe I better show you, John, too. And he goes, I don't know what granddad ever used it for, but I do have that.
I got nothing. I have my dog tag. That's all I got. Like when I got out of the service,
we'll take it.
I was done. I think
I might have a couple of my medals.
Yeah, look.
Like my Navy Achievement Medal and stuff like that.
Yeah, look, because that's the stuff.
It's old pictures of me.
And when I was young. The books and the like that book that you picked up, the one that we gave out. We can put all those things in there and a few other things on stands.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
We could put a flag in the background. Uh-huh. Like we can kind of
decorate it.
Yeah. But it would be nice if we had things that people would be interested in. You know,
maybe the kids can come see it. That'll be cool.
Yeah. So think about that. Reach out.
Would it be something we want to put in the Bolton Bulletin? If they put out, if any veterans would like to display anything
that might
be interested in?
Oh, we could do that.
Get in touch with us and we'll take care of it.
I'm going to send it to them now. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
For November of 2017, I did a big display for the end of World War One. In that case, at the library, and I used my grandfather's dress Navy uniform and his whatever they call them, the one with the I almost would call it a reverse bib, but I know it has a real name.
Uh-huh. What branch?
He was in the United States Navy.
Okay.
With his father.
Okay. I was in the Navy too. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay. With his father. Oh,
that's
pretty cool.
He's still on a wooden ship.
He was on a wooden ship shooting at mines.
Oh, wow.
My granddad was on a transport.
You do? Oh, good.
But I filled that entire case with granddad's things.
Wow. You're probably one of the few people that has all that.
I know.
My nana gave me his Navy trunk. In 1977.
Wow. You're lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky.
He saved all that.
He did. Yeah. Perfect. And,
thank you.
I guess Nana knew I was on one that was interested in family history.
Yeah.
And your mom.
Yeah. That'll be nice if we can have some of that.
That people would find very interesting.
Yeah. Especially the young kids. Yeah. They do so good with them. Mm.
And Dad gave me his Army Air Force uniforms. And whatever that. Is that a duffel bag?
Yeah, duffel, the gray one. Duffel bag.
Yeah. All right. So that case is not cute. How'd you fit all that stuff in there? Holy cow, John.
Well, I filled the bottom shelf, the middle shelf, and the top shelf. And the uniforms are put in each corner, and they just hung in the corner. Where you could see them.
You did just a display.
I did a whole display of it.
Okay. Oh, I think that's pretty cool. I would love to see stuff like that in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's probably some really interesting stuff. I'll do that. I'm going to ask now. The newsletter.
Here's the mailbox.
We're talking about the
memorial.
Yeah.
Getting stuff for it.
Boy, that would have been simple to do, right? Everything else.
Oh, Bill,
just the red, white. I would have put stars on it myself. And the blue color.
Those were they all
I would have been out there with a stencil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's no stars. The one with Beacon, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
You don't mind if I
nice.
Jump in?
Not
to speak
in Perfect.
No,
oh,
no.
Never, that's why I tried to do this.
Yeah. We're on other.
Years.
I'm going to remind them all.
Yeah.
We are on other on our agenda. Now, if anybody has anything, but I was asked to remind everybody, they sent all of us a reappointment form. June 10th is the date it's supposed to be in by. So if you didn't do it, I can copy you one of these. I brought mine, but I've spilled water on it. So I can copy a couple. If you want me to do that before you leave, they've only gotten two people's back so far. So you got a couple more days.
Yeah, I got one in the mail and it said it wasn't due. It was September 28th for the due date.
Oh, well, she said by June 10th, we're supposed to have it now.
I did.
There's something about changing our date, too, they said, because remember how we started the committee in October? And every other committee, you might have been at a meeting when they discussed it, Rodney. Yeah. They said that every other committee starts, I think, in July, they were saying. Is that right?
Yeah.
So they were talking about eventually changing it for July. I said, well, that would be hard to do since it's only 3 weeks away and we didn't know anything about it. But, or let do some special thing that it needs till October and then start. But if anybody knows anybody that would like to be on it, younger.
Yes.
I'm not going to be on it. I'm not going to do this anymore. So
you're not younger, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just that's why I'm getting.
We got to get some. We were talking about this. That we got to get some.
I'm not going to renew my.
That, I mean, they don't have to be 20 something, but you
know. No. Yeah. Yeah. A few more people.
If they're 50, they're going to
think
I'm 65. No. Yeah. Is it required that you're a vet?
Well, no.
No.
Because I'm going to be honest. To me, people think they have to be a vet.
Right.
I don't think that's the best compliment for the committee because I think it would be nice if we had somebody who had a little fundraising, marketing background,
right.
Because I got to tell you, the one thing I hate to do is ask people for money.
Right.
I don't like doing that. Some people like to go and do that fundraising. I don't.
The worst thing I can say is no.
Yeah. See, John would do it for us, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the thing is sometimes it's nice to have a couple different people. It's not in any, well, we don't really have
no.
A charter.
There's no need to be, but Kathy's not a veteran.
No, okay.
And she's been our chair.
No, she's just a general.
She's been
my husband used to say, listen, when you get home, leave the boss at the doorstep because you're not at work anymore. He wasn't afraid of me. All right, so think about, I do have one name from somebody that I need to call and see if she'll be interested too. And at least if somebody has some names that they can think of, we can write them down. So if we have an opening, we could personally call them too and say, would you be interested? So it's not like.
How many members are on the board?
Five members.
Five
two
and
alternates.
Two alternates.
And you're
so who are we losing? Who's not coming back?
I'm not coming.
Barry's not coming back.
So there's one alternate seat going to be available?
I may not come back either.
We've got one Jim Clark and Paul on our alternates.
Right? Oh.
Yeah.
If you guys, you and Jim are alternates.
Nobody volunteered for either.
What?
Yeah. You, but technically, the 2 years ago when we formed the committee, you were an alternate, and I think Jim was.
Jim was.
And the other five of us.
Yes.
And then
right?
It's been good that we had the alternate because we had several meetings where we needed to get the alternate in, so we could put the quorum. We've had two meetings, I think, and we didn't have a quorum right then.
Are you going to be an alternate? Or
put me where you need me.
Yeah. See that's always.
That's what they'll, that's what
so we might possibly have. You're not coming back, Anthony?
I'll take this offline after.
Okay.
I got a big mess at my house. Huge from that foundation.
You can't abandon the troops.
Replacement.
What, your foundation?
Yeah, huge mess.
Big now.
So okay. when do you need the names of anybody that wants to have to participate?
Soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the terms expire in January.
All right. Okay. I know two veterans.
I'm saying younger men, but then they wanted to switch it so it's the same as July, but already in June.
Well, they can adjust it to the next commission they appoint. They can adjust it then.
Yeah.
You know, that's all they do, extend it out or whatever they have to do it.
You do anything you want.
I'll pop in occasionally, you're done. I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
In the morning, okay.
That's what I'm doing.
All right, we can adjourn.
If we get new people, could we possibly change the meeting time?
Yeah, I was
trying. Yeah, that would be we decided on this meeting time, the people on the committee. This is the second meeting time we have.
Okay.
In the 2 years. So, yeah, the committee could get together and decide they want to have it.
Okay.
At.
Whatever the
consensus. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
If I come, then I'm definitely getting off.
What?
Since you started at 7 a.m., then I'm out of here now.
Okay. So we can have it at any time.
Yeah,
any
the committee time. Can vote because that's the thing. It's
you definitely have to clear it with the time. You pick a time and a date.
Okay.
You got to make sure there's a place for us to be.
So. Yeah, I guess because it works for all of us because we all retire, but it may not work for someone.
Right. That's the thing. And originally it was 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then we moved it to 9:30 because people thought.
Whoever thought of that, it's weird.
Yeah.
You thought of it.
Oh.
But before we adjourn, I don't know if you told the wall that heals, the one they're doing in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Remember, I think you.
I sent it out. I think
you sent it to everybody.
Email. Yeah, but I can send it.
Okay, could we send it? It's going to be that moving wall for you guys to know what
wall
it
that heals.
Yeah. So I was just wondering if anybody want to volunteer. Like I put my name. They got dates and times. I can send you guys the Kathy sent it out. You can log on and then you can choose your date and time that you want to volunteer. And I just thought maybe it would be nice if maybe some of us can volunteer together or separately or whatever.
I asked Kathy to put it in the bulletin too.
Did you put it in the bulletin?
No.
Oh. Kathy Kavanaugh. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So maybe we could have people in Bolton volunteer or even committee members to volunteer to man the wall. They got different dates. You could man the wall. You can set up. You can whatever skills you want.
Yeah, even clean up.
Clean up. Because it's going to be manned. Oh, and it's sorry. It's from. We could send an email. It's from September 19th through the 22nd. And it's going to be a Charter Park, but I can send you guys email or Kathy can send it. And then they still have slots and available dates open that you can volunteer to do whatever. And it's going to be manned 24 hours around the clock. So I think I did some stuff for like 2 to 6 or something. I wasn't going to be like 3 in the morning, so because some people will do that.
Sure. And so it's almost a 2 week span.
Yeah. From the 19th to the 22nd.
No.
To the 22nd.
Like 4 days.
4 days. Yeah. So you can like volunteer to break down, break it down.
This is the second time it's been.
Yeah.
I've never
been to it. So
I forget what year that was,
like,
but the
boat was on.
We
was it pretty nice?
You did?
We were one of the many sponsors.
Okay. Was it nice?
Yeah, okay. It was in Center Park.
Okay.
Up above the library.
Okay, yeah. So I thought maybe if anybody was interested, maybe we can, some of us can go together. Okay, it sounds like you're going to be busy. Maybe we can go.
The thing is, don't forget, this is going to be, this is right around, you can't. You could volunteer on the 20th, but don't forget we have our own ceremony that
the big we'll ceremony. Be
doing for Master Sergeant.
Can you volunteer for like 4 hours?
You could earlier, but don't forget about that.
The big ceremony,
right,
okay.
In the middle of.
All right,
that.
I'll look at the dates that I'll volunteer, and if it, I can switch mine. I guess, you know, I can tell them I can't do it that day, but I have to go online to do it. But if anybody wants any info, I can give it to you.
So that's it. So
can you might come out and adjourn? Can we adjourn? No, we didn't vote on it.
We didn't vote on it. So now we're making a motion to adjourn.
We already did that. Got to vote on it.
Okay, Kathy did. Which one?
I made it. Greg seconded. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Okay. Well,
I just
Got it. We were looking for you.
Okay, everybody voted to adjourn. Now you can talk.
I found the library display.
You gotta stop the recording.
Okay. Yeah, wait 1 second until I stop.
I probably have 50 pictures on my phone.
I don't know how. I think this ends, right?
I gotta do this for research.
So we can vote on that next time.